Hello? Hi, baby. How are you? Just okay? Yeah, I'm just okay too. God, it's been so long since I've heard your voice. I know, we just talked 2 days ago, but it feels like forever to me. I know, babe. Yeah, this situation isn't ideal for either of us, but we've made it work this long. A couple more months isn't going to end us. Well, now, come on. A couple more months is really nothing compared to everything we've been through together. We're almost there. Don't give up on me now. Yeah, I miss you too. Come on, babe. Please don't cry. Please. Okay. Just cry if you need to, okay? Yes. Fine. You can even yell at me for taking this stupid job that forces me to be away from you for so long. I know you were never happy about it. I deserve to be yelled at. Yes, I mean it. If it'll help you feel better in any way, then yell at me. Curse my name. Call me an idiot. Do whatever you need to get it out, okay, babe? Ouch. Low blow. Now, I know you're upset and all, hun, but that is no reason to attack my fashion sense. Besides, that hat was a present from your mother. Wait a sec. Was that a laugh I just heard? Yes, it was. Did I actually get my grumpy goose to laugh a little? Such a wonderful sound. Are you feeling any better? Maybe. Begrudgingly so, huh? I'll take it as a victory this time. Look, babe, I know this has been tough, being apart for so long like this, and I am so sorry. When I took this job, all I could see in my mind was that little house on 25th Street. The one we've been dreaming of putting a down payment on since we moved in together. Do you remember it? Yeah. The one with those rose bushes in the front yard. I just imagine finally being able to afford that down payment and how stunning you would look bent over working in that garden. I know for sure. That was a real laugh this time. You don't think it's going to be you bent over in the garden, do you? God, it's so good to hear you laugh again. Hey, do me a favor. Yeah, I know. You've already done many favors for me, but just do this one more right now, okay? Okay. Go to the window, the one facing downtown. Just humor me, please. Okay, there? You there in the window? Good. Now look up at the sky. What do you see? No, I'm not playing around. I'm serious. Just tell me what you see in the sky. Clouds? Okay, but is there anything else? Maybe behind the clouds? That's right, babe. The stars and the moon. So, what's so special about the stars and the moon? Baby, we're looking up at the exact same stars and the exact same moon right now. All those little twinkles, the way they form those fantastical pictures in the sky connected to all those ridiculous stories. It's like a giant connect-the-dot puzzle, right? Well, those are all the same little twinkles that I'm seeing. And that big, bright, almost full moon, it's the same beautiful mass that I'm currently looking at. I'm looking at it with you. Even though we may be hundreds of miles apart, even though we may be in different time zones, we're not so far away from each other that we can't share this together right now. Mm-hmm. I love you. Every night when you feel all alone and as if this time apart will never end, just look up at the moon and the stars and the vastness of the night sky and know that I'll be doing the same. And know that one day, very soon, I promise, we'll be together in our own little house, in our own little yard. I'll bend over and work in the garden. In our own little yard, looking up, hand in hand, looking at this very same moon. No more distance between us. No time zones to distract us. Nothing can take that away. Okay? Soon, babe. Soon. I promise. God, I miss you. It will just be you and me and the moon.